Boy, this is going to be rough. I'd like to have it on. It's amazing. You know, nowadays they got modern technology. They just flip switches instead of plugging and unplugging.
What's going on in the screen?
Well, do what you have to do. I'll just have to. Hey, just don't turn it off in the middle. Just don't turn it off in the middle of something. Otherwise, I'll have to have them in for my eyes to adjust. Okay.
Thank you. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Born to die, the name of Jesus came to us.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and are come to worship him. King had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not thou the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go, and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts. Gold. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
bright, as word leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frank incense to offer have I, incense of the Deity nigh, prayer and praising, all in raising, worship him God on high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume, breathes the life of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb.
Of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. The Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. God, it didn't end at the manger, for this same Jesus grew up and at the age of 33 was crucified, buried, and raised again.
Along my narrow way, he lives, he lives.
He now sits at the right hand of God, where he awaits the sound of the trumpet, when he will come to earth again to claim his own, and every eye shall see him, and every knee shall bow before him when he returns as king.
Bible verse this time of the year is found.